So tonight is a very special night. We make a theme on Adar tonight, right? Are we going to be Mamshech in Nissan?
I'm not sure. Say, huh? The Rav doesn't have the bus, though. Is this the last...
This separates the boys from the men. Like, I consider the bus a convenience, but if the Oilem wants, you know, so... Okay, you let me know.
Well, that's fine. We'll talk about it.
But if not, so tonight is our siyum. We have to hope somebody brought schnapps and vodka.
Tea.
Yeah, but it's an old age home or something. It just came. I thought you'd be vodka, you'd be tea. Okay.
I'm getting old.
What?
I'm getting old.
That's an understatement. You know, tea. Anyway, what's your first name again?
Yeshua.
As you see, that we're not a very serious group over here. I know what they told you, but you know, when you come here, so you see what the.
I'm very curious if the Rav hugs every bus driver he sees.
What?
The Rav hugs every bus driver he sees. Something's going on there. So I walk by and.
You saw it, huh?
Yeah.
Is that bus driver that you're friendly with?
No, you can't imagine the Hashgacha what just happened now. You know, you can't believe it. No, that this is another Hashgacha. You know, like, it would take me half an hour to explain what's going on here tonight. You know, all kinds of things, I just can't. Anyway.
Okay.
So he told me, you know, he can't be here at 9 o'clock again, and I said, he'll be here at 9 o'clock, and I said, I'm I'm not going to see you because of the shir. He said, where are you right now? I said, I'm in a taxi. Where's your taxi? He said, by Luz. She said, well, if you stay in taxi, I'm going to be passing by right there right now. he has a kupa of tzedakah, you know, that he puts money in, and he says, you're bringing it tonight, you know, for me. So that's part, you know, like, but he's expecting to give me the tzedakah, but it's 9 o'clock, and he's coming 20 to 9, and this and that. And so, like, he has the...
Amazing.
Anyway, you know. And somebody in the family, I usually go back 9 o'clock, even if he came 9 o'clock, I wouldn't be able to go back with him because Rachmanis son, somebody, one of the relatives in the family over here, the child had a crib that Rachmanis son. So like, after I'm finished, I wouldn't be able to go on with him anyway because I have to make a shiva call. In the meantime, he's telling me he's coming, he's not even coming, he's coming beforehand. And Mama Shikansa, such a zach, you know, a bill was so complicated I can't explain to you. So he says, but where are you right now? So I said, in a taxi. He says, where's your taxi? I said, in Lutz. He says, I'm passing by you right now.
Amazing.
Mamash, amazing, 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 amazing. And this driver, like, he's one of the most friest drivers I ever saw. And he's so, like, obnoxious to all the people. And, like, to me, he acts so warm, and you can't imagine, you know. Like, he's, you know, so there's something, some depth there. There's something amkus there I don't know what the story is with him yet, but he struck me as such a fryer guy, and I'm chashish that he's not, that he comes from some kind of a, you know, religious background, really, because I saw some simon in me that acts fry, anyway. Okay. Hashem should help neshamas and everything is, you know, Hashem should help us all, and it's such a zach. And my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Scheinberg, so he's in the hospital right now, they brought him there, and he's in a very shvir matziv, Rav Scheinberg, Micha Scheinberg, I don't know if you know, he's a very shvir matziv now. You heard about it, you know, he needs a four shlemish mefal for him. Chaim Pichas Ben Gasper. How do you hear about it?
My son, who's a Torah.
Oh, he knows. Okay. Hashem, that's it.
What's his name, Chaim Pinchas Ben?
Jasper. And suddenly he got a heart attack in the whole matzav, and they had to revive him with CPR. Anyway, Baruch Hashem Tehov Ali, and besides that, Matasheo Salomon is in the hospital. He's in the very Shreya Matzav in America. I don't know if you heard of him.
Heard of him, in the hospital.
He what?
Heard of him, yeah, I don't know.
He's one of the Cheshuvim in the door. He's, you know, in England, one of the Cheshuvim, Manhigim, and now he's in America. He's the Mashkech in Lakewood Shiva, where they have thousands of Talmidim. He's the main. And he collapsed, and he was taken to the hospital. He needs the refuah shleima. And Belsky in America also, he's one of the backbones of the in America of the Manhigim. Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, who also in the Shreya Matzav in the hospital. And Rabbi Yosef, we know, in the hospital, in the Shreya Matzav. Hashem should help everybody and everything, you know.
Reb
Shlomo Brevda, right? Also, Reb Shlomo Brevda, yeah. You know, Reb Shlomo Brevda, also one of the Chashuvim in the door today. Shlomo Ben Miriam. Somebody told me Shlomo Leib. I never heard Shlomo Leib, but maybe they gave him an extra name. Shlomo Leib Ben Miriam. Shlomo Leib. Maybe they added that name because I know him for 50 years. I never knew that name was Leib. Maybe they added that name. Hashem should help it. Where did you see the sign? Is
the
sign?
It's on the Grosho.
Yeah.
He's Shaykh is by the Grosho.
Yeah, he spoke there. He spoke
there. Number of times.
Yeah. Hashem should help everything, everybody. And that's what we spoke about. The massive in Iran is very serious, even though people aren't talking about it. They don't realize it. But did you mention it to the Rav?
I don't know if the Rav got my email. I sent the Rav. I sent her the list. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So I didn't get it. So it was not clear whether it even got out. So I sent a whole thing about Dolinsky in Iran, and the Rav actually mentioned it in passing. He talked about. He's talking about laziness in his drasha, and he talked about people that don't. He called it intellectual laziness, and he brought Iran as one of the people just don't. They don't want to pay attention. They don't want to think about it. A few things like that. But Iran was on the list. I don't know if it was from the email or from his own. I sent an email to the group of people that Drulinski was talking and said, and that something we should focus
on. Help with that also. Okay, but I didn't have so much of the lachetz tonight because I have to make this shiva call afterward, and I'm supposed to meet him 9:00, with the 9:00 ride back to Yerushalayim. So that I met him already, and then I have a shiva call, so I'm not so precious with the time. So, tonight, what we met last week, we spoke about. Simchas Adar, right? Mishenachas Adar, Adar Simcha, and we spoke about the tools of Simcha, right? So, Baruch, you have something you want to share with us?
Nothing.
You want to share with us some machshavas of Purim that you had? No.
I did do some preparation, and it was very toilistica. Simcha preparation and being b'simcha.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's the best. Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy. Baruch Hashem. What about you, Rav Moshe?
I kind of jumped to Iran at this. I added a little tefillah in my davening, and after davening a little piece just to keep it in mind, it's funny, I think of Purim a little bit because Mordechai basically said to Esther, if you don't get on board, the Yeshua is going to come, and as I think it is, L'chara, Rosh Baruch Hu, he's going to create the Yeshua. It's just a question of, are we going to be part of it or not? Are we going to be, you know, have any effect? Is it going to have, you know, are we going to be, have any influence in how that Yeshua actually happens? I mean, I think Rosh Baruch Hu, I mean, again, maybe not. Maybe back in those times, people were much more focused. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a, you know, such a Yerida Zadoros, I don't know. But assuming that Rosh Baruch Hu is going to protect Chai Yisrael, so it's just a question of, you know, is it going to be through our pulois that Rosh Baruch Hu is going to do the Yeshua, or is it going to do somehow? So there's, he's going to protect. It's just a question of how. So mm-hmm. I figured, why not? You know, I'm like, it's chaperayim a little bit. I mean, I don't know.
Can you crystallize again what you want to say again? Like, I lost you for a second.
I think if we, I believe, I don't know if I'm right, but I believe that Rosh Baruch Hu is going to save us from Iran mm-hmm. somehow. I don't know mm-hmm. how. The question is, are we going to be part of that? Mm-hmm. Is our tefillah, is our hishtadlis going to have any difference in how Rosh Baruch Hu does it?
Mm-hmm.
Is by us being involved, by us in our tefillahs or in our learning or whatever it is, if we bring that to Rosh Baruch Hu, that gives Rosh Baruch Hu the tools to do it kilu through us somehow. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see the hashkacha more, we'll see the mm-hmm. you know, Rosh Baruch Hu working more. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it doesn't, you know, if we don't get involved, then he'll do something, but we won't see, maybe we won't see the hashkacha, we won't feel the hashkacha, we won't feel mm-hmm. Rosh Baruch Hu in it. It'll be like it's if there's a separate, I don't know. But I figured either way, as the Rav said, it's something we should keep in mind and something mm-hmm. we should do. So.
Even though you weren't here for the Vod before, but if you want to, you would like to have some contribution to your chizuk you got in Purim or anything.
I think of anything.
All right. Doesn't mean that you didn't have, but you know, I'm sure that you did have a chizuk in Amunah. But maybe how I would fine tune a little bit what you say, Moshe. Maybe I express it like this, because I mean we don't know whether Hashem is going to deal with us with this, you know. Like sometimes Rahman Islan, you know, it's Midas Adin, you know, and of course we're optimistic that Rosh Baruch Hu is going to save us and you know whatever has to be done, Hashem, you know, will save us from any Chas Hashem. Anything that's like an optimistic, positive way of looking at it, but the way I myself would imagine that we should look at it is that we don't know really, like maybe Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael isn't worthy. There's so much Chas V'Shalom negativeness and terrible hashkafis and terrible things going on in Klal Yisrael. Chas V'Shalom, I don't want to talk them out, but you know, Ben Chaveru, Ben Lamakom, the Kfira. So we don't know. But one thing we can say, yeah, for sure, is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That is the Yisraelis of Bitochen, that Chovos Vavos speaks about seven conditions that you have to have. Whoever you're going to have bitachon in, you have to have these seven conditions. And whoever it is you're going to be to, if you believe in a goose, if you believe in a, I don't know what, in whatever you believe in some pigeon, whatever it is, or what they call it, you have a witch, you have the male witches, what do you call them?
Sorcerers.
What? The what?
Sorcerers?
No. You call them
not a werewolf.
No. The women are the witches, and the men are the okay. It's good. I forgot the word. I don't know. You call them
men can't be witches.
What?
Men can't be witches.
The men witches are. They are wizards. Wizards.
Wizards.
Right. The wizards, I think. Wizard. I think the wizards.
Do they wear pointy hats?
What?
Do they wear pointy hats?
I don't know if it's ma'akev, but the men of the wizards, I think. And the, I'm not sure that's the right word either, but it might be with and the women, the witches, and just kind of like the, like Chazal said, it's very common, you know, for women. So they call it, like, so you call it, because mechashefa, the chumash is mechashefa, but the men also, they're you know, it's kishuv, it's a certain anyway. Pekitza, why do you mention it? What he mentioned it for? What was the point?
Seven saying? Conditions of bitachon.
Right. So whoever you believe in, you have to have these seven things in order to relate to them. And avada lahavdil avdolus. If you believe in the Ibbono Shalom, so then you have to have these seven things in Ibbono Shalom. So the first one is that whoever you believe in, you have to believe that the person loves you. That's the first thing, right? So Hashem loves us. The second thing is that He thinks about you all the time. Whoever you believe in, you have to believe that the person thinks about you, He loves you, and He thinks of you all the time. And the third thing is that He has the koyach to carry out what the love and the concern leads to. Like, it could be He'll love you and thinks of you all the time, but He doesn't have any koyach. So the first thing is, third thing is that He has the koyach to carry out, right? So I just want to say is that, as far as, like we said, Iran, so one thing is for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, right? And He thinks of us all the time, He has the koyach, that's for sure. So whatever He's going to do there, it's going to be with love and concern, and with the power to and the power to do whatever has to be done. But it doesn't mean that it's going to be like we would like it to be, you know. It's going to be, for sure, whatever will happen, it's the best thing in the world, and nothing could be better, and it's based on the love He has for us and the concern He has for us. But what will be, we don't know, right? So you're right in saying that, you know, for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, it's going to do the right thing. It's going to do the thing. But you say that, you know, for sure Hashem will save, you know, will take care of them. And not intuition, but your, there's a word for it, what you think it would be, what's the word for it? Anyway, how you try to relate to it, how you think it would be, you have the zechus to think of it in any way that you would like, but what will happen to Maisa, like that we talk, I don't know, like your optimistic eye, you know, wish to say that it'll be, like you said before, maybe that'll be happen. I would think that I would think of it more that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us and thinks of us all the time and has the power, and whatever's going to happen, I don't know, but it's surely not hefkeres. It's not just some whatever the Iranians want to do, whatever he wants to do, whatever it can be. It's only because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us and concern over us. But what's going to happen, we don't know. I don't know, right? So that's as far as Iran is concerned. Maybe we go back to our, you know, to where we started from. So again, we want to say, let's try to focus on our avodah that we want to speak about tonight. So the first thing is we want to say is that for another week we have Adar. Mishindachas Adar Ma'amar B'Simcha. So we want to try to be B'Simcha this week. And the B'Simcha, we spoke about 10, 11, 12 tools that we have, an arsenal of tools to be B'Simcha. Just very quickly, our mentality, the parameters of our perspective, right? The paradigms of how we look at things. Number two is chitzin mor, the pnim, singing and dancing. Number three is alcohol, a kosher way of bringing in simcha. Number four is Torah, Hashem simcha leiv. Number five is to be mesamech other people. Number six is To be samech b'chelko, realize your disposition in life. You're alive. You have a varim. You have a roof over your head. You're Jewish. You have a Torah, and you're learning Torah, right? So that would be number six. Number seven is you daven with a geshmak. You say pesukah dezimra v'chas krishma, like a mensch. That brings tremendous simcha. What else do we have, Rabbi Zai? Chidushei Torah brings some tremendous simcha. What else do we have?
Kivras Hashem.
Kivras Hashem. A person connects with the Bnei Shalom, you know, with the presence of Hashem, that brings simcha. Number 10, we have a person is makir, the Hashkochas Hashem, and the Yeshuas Hashem, that he brings to Klai Yisrael, mitoch their tzoris and their problems. So you have a tremendous simcha from that, Rabbi Zai. What else? Any more?
Limud b'koil.
Right, limud b'koil brings tremendous simcha.
Hataras HaSpekas.
Right, Hataras HaSpekas. That sometimes you have a suffix by something and you try to be poiter it, right? Do a dafke on Adar, so because Hataras has ain't simcha, Hataras HaSpekas. So Rabbi Zai, the last lap of Adar, let's try to be mekayim et besimcha and to open up all the tzinoros and the bracha, all the pathways of bracha, Rabbi Zai. So quickly, that's one of the, right? And of course, number two, what we just mentioned before, to try to be pray for Klal Yisrael, especially for the Masav in Iran. But now, besides that, we have all these gedolim that need refuah, Shabbos. So I just want to say that, let's say you have a tefillah, you say a tefillah for Iran, right? So sometimes you don't feel like so, you know, like it's like a little bit unnatural, right? It's just a reminder. We don't need any reminders now. I just want to go to the reminder of our group tonight. Okay. So what we say, what I was just trying to say before, what that...
Doesn't always feel...
Yeah, we talk about Iran, so, you know, we spoke about it in such an emotional way and how dangerous the matzav is and how much we should be concerned about it. But then I would like to share this with the olam, that sometimes during the course of the day when you think of being mispalel, so you don't feel like that emotion, right? You know, like it's very unnatural. Oh, you know, we said at the vat Sunday night we should mispalel, but do you feel oy vey, you know, have to? If you do, that's terrific. But I just want to say that even if you don't feel that emotional inspiration that you want to be mispalel, like because of the matzav of Klal Yisrael, so it's very normal because it's not mentioned and talked about, and so that if you want to be mispalel, you shouldn't feel like something wrong that you know that's unnatural. You know, I mean, like, in other words, like you have to say to yourself, there's a difficult matzav in Iran, and it's a sakona, and we learned in the Vad that we should be relate to it and try to be mispalel, and so I'm going to say a tefillah. And when you say that tefillah, sometimes you don't feel emotionally moved, and don't feel like the heartache that you're supposed to feel for Klal Yisrael. So you say, like, something's wrong. But I don't think you should feel anything is wrong, because the Maisa, as you see, I don't have too many people talking about it, right? You don't hear people bringing the attention, people making a whole big deal about it. We speak about it here in our room, at this table, but outside this room, I don't know if you hear too many people speaking about it. So let's say during the day, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you want to be mispalel. So how are you supposed to feel? You're supposed to feel, oh, I feel so terrible. I feel so, you know, emotional about chas v'shalom what could happen. Pashas, you wouldn't feel that way. Elawat, intellectually, we spoke about it here, and if somebody has an achrayas for Klal Yisrael, they have a feel of responsibility, so you should say a tefillah. But does that mean that you'll feel all, you know, involved? Would you feel an emotional attachment that you feel so broken that Tisha Matzav is, and you must be mispalel for Klal Yisrael? Pashtus, you wouldn't feel that well. But what would you feel? You wrote down your notebook, oh, I have to be Mispala for Klaiso because of Iran. You know, like much more than that, you know, don't expect. And you know, they shouldn't feel like, what am I doing over here? It's like hypocritical, it's like a farce. I don't feel like, well, I have it written down on my notebook that we should misspell for Iran, but do you feel, you know, all these feelings that we've spoken about, the achrayus, responsibility, and the awesomeness of what it means? Pashtus, you know, if you do, that's wonderful. But if you don't, it's normal, right? So then what are you being mispal for? We're not mispal because you have to feel, you know, necessarily the emotion and the insight to the reality of what this picture really is, and then you mispal as an outcome, an outflow of the realization of the difficulty there, right? That's the way it should be, but unfortunately it's not like that. So you should be misspelled because you have it written in your pad, and that's good enough, you know. Even though you don't feel the emotional push, you know, and the involvement, but, you know, it says in the pad, it's been filed for Iran, so misspelled on that level, right? That he was some of a necha, whatever you really want to say, it's like a pistol to him, and don't feel taken back that it's like something that's false because, you know, you don't really feel the emotion that you really should feel when Kleisfeld is in such a makom sakana, right? So that's an important point, Rabbi Zai. It's chatai, ni maskir, I'm with you also, the same thing, I can't tell you, even though I talk about it, like, and I speak about it so, you know, emotionally and enthusiastically, how we should feel, that doesn't mean when I think about being respalled, that I feel that I'm an example of a person that's accomplished to feel what he's supposed to feel for the achrayus of Klal Yisrael. I have to be honest with you, I don't necessarily feel the emotion of what we speak about here, right? But I just know that it's makom sakana, and we've been told about it by our manhigim and our gedolim, so we have to be responsible. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay. So, I want to move on now to something very, very important for us tonight. Tonight will be our last meeting for this month, for this wonderful experience that we had this winter's month, a long winter's month of growth and uvdis and connecting with all kinds of areas of Avodas Hashem. So now we want to prepare Nisan of Reisai, the Holy Nisan, right? So our veterans here, we've gone through Nisan before, right? Baruch, are you a veteran?
I are.
Yes. Moshe is a veteran. What's your first name again?
Yeshua.
You're not a veteran yet, Beis Hashem. You should be zeichet to be a veteran. Right, so Beis Hashem, we have the Avodas HaNisan, right? So, first of all, Nisan, Yochol Mirosh Chodesh, Tamaloma, Shematzimor Munuchim Lefonecho. We say in the Haggadah that we might think that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tzipu Yisias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh on. What's the Havamina, everybody say? Talmud Loimar? No. The mitzvah d'oraisa of Tzipu Yisias Mitzrayim is when the matzah is more Lefonecho. So you see from the Gemara's Havamina that from Rosh Chodesh, it's a time that you connect with Yisias Mitzrayim. You have Siyat the Shmaya for the Amunah, for the Chizik, right? So, but we say from the beginning, from Rosh Chodesh on, I want to suggest that the Olam should really connect with the Yisias Mitzrayim. How? First of all, you should do the Uvda, what we had during the year, when you say the mitzvah deraisa of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, Zichiras Yisias Mitzrayim twice a day, to try to think of the Esamakis. The tzach adash b'achav, right? The tzach adash b'achav, like it says in Haggadah, Tetzach Hatash Rachav. So, you know, write it down and try to remember when you try, when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, Ani Ad Hashem Elokecha Mishav Seis Yechem Mitzrayim. So each one devote to another one of these letters, right? Ani is Dam, right? And Hashem is Svadeya. Elokechem is Kinem. Asher is Oroiv. Hotzeisi is Dever. Eschem is Shchin. Me'eretz is Borod. Mitzrayim is Arba. Liois is Choshech. Lachem is Machas Bechores. Lelukim is the Nea Covered. Ani is the Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem is the Mon and the Be'er Shemiriam. Lachem is Mechomus Amalek. Emes is what? Matan Torah Har Sinai. If you didn't get that, so they'll give it over to you. You got it, right? You got it. So from the beginning of Nissan, we want to already work intensify our connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So first of all, twice a day, when we say the Sichas Yetzias Mitzrayim, try to connect with the Esamakis. And also make a Seder every day in the Haggadah, Rabbi Yisai. This twofold Maila, to start learning the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. First of all, you mekayim the inyan of Yochol Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. And secondly, you're preparing for Pesach. Pesach is what, Rabbi Yisai, our veterans here.
This,
right, what? The
foundation.
Right, of a whole Yiddishkeit is on Pesach. You see, we got loyal, you know, veterans over here. Right, the Veterans Club. So Pesach is the whole foundation of the whole Yiddishkeit, is the whole chizuk of the Amuna of Yisai. So we want to prepare for it. And how do you prepare for it? You learn the Chazal, Midrashim, about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can take out your Haggadah, crack it open, even from Rosh Chodesh. Make sure you don't get any chametz in. When you eat the bagels and lox, don't eat it Mamash on top of the Haggadah, hold it on the side, right? I saw a very interesting halacha this week. Like it was mind-boggling. In Hilchos Afias Matzis in the Shulchan Aruch, you look it up in the Shulchan Aruch, they say, you know, we're so makbid to keep, you know, sometimes I go in the Matzis factory and I see that in the back they're eating chametz. You know, and of course they wash their hands afterwards, but I get so nervous. Why do they have to eat chametz, you know, in the back room there while we're baking matzahs? But, you know, look in the Hilchos Afias Matzahs, it says there, you know, if you're baking your matzahs together with chametz, it's beseder. You know, in the same oven, it says, but they shouldn't touch each other. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's the Tavshin Samach or something. Hilchos, but it says if it touches, so at least break off in the matzah when they touch each other. And I'm worried in five rooms in the back, you know, they're eating, you know, drinking soda that doesn't have a hechshav. Chutzpah, they're drinking soda that's not kosher lePesach. Five rooms in the back. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, you know, you can bake in the same oven your chametz and the matzah, but make sure they don't touch. But if it touches, make sure you break it off. We say, I know, who knows. Anyway, the maisa, so Nisan we want to connect with the already the Hashbaras of the Yetzias Mitzrayim to learn the Haggadah and connect with the Chazal. And the Pesach itself, Rabbi Yisai, the Pesach itself, the whole Matara, the Pesach should be to be koina, you know, the Emuna, and as we say all the time, that what the activity, what we should do at night time during the rest of the Pesach, if you could, is that what you see then say tonight is just a dugma, it's just an example of what the whole Pesach is. Like every night you should try to get together with some friends and with the family and try to speak about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just eat matzahs with the avocado, and make sure you break off the piece where the chametz touched. Don't eat the avocado with the matzahs where it touched. make sure you break it off. But say, you know, and you can sing, you know Pesach songs and Chizuk and Amunah. That's the words of Pesach. But say the perspective of the Yantiv should be, like we say, the source of the Amunah Bitochen. This paid for commercial. Wednesday night, we say we have a mesiba in my house. Pesach mesiba, Beis Hashem, Purim Yom Tzvi, right? Don't bring your chametz to the house. We try to not to have chametz in the house.
What time will it start approximately?
Yeah, probably 8 o'clock, 8:30, Beth Hashem. But what?
9:30. Okay.
No, start at 8:30. 9:30.
That's from the veterans. The veterans club. And you can bring your what?
Wednesday night in Chol Mod?
Right. You can bring your family, your friends, and if any of them are not Jewish, make sure at least they want to be Megayer. Okay, Rabbi Say. Anything else we want to say? Yes, Ben Ezmanim. Also, it's the Yantiv, and you want to take your family on Tiulim and to relax with them. So Chacham. In a Bereshay that we know we're living in a difficult time now with Tznius, we say, and not always, even if it's a place where religious people go, some gatherings, whatever it is, entertainment or what do they call it, like what's the word for it, like the amusement parks and things like that. So this is a secret we share with our chabura here, if I say that, even though some of these are kosher, and the way it is marvelous and wonderful, that's not like chas v'shalom, like the chilonim, what they have. So Baruch Hashem, we zeichet have some of these amusing places, amusement parks and things that, it's upgraded very much. That we don't have to, have the real preachers like the Friar Chas v'Shalom, but on the other hand, we in our Chabur over here, we have higher standards, and you have to be sensitive to a lot of these things, even though it's like we say better, but a person that's really wants to be connected with, really what right. Some of these things a person can have you read this from. So, best thing I would say is, to be sensitive to these situations where you feel it's not proper, it's not good for you. That's the best guidelines. And if you feel that it's not, try to make b'chokhma, some type of alternate ideas that Hashem always gives alternate ways that a person that's looking for the best thing in Ruchni is, so try to think of some as alternate ideas of going to places that aren't so crowded and it's a little bit off the beaten path, but you can have a good time together with your family, have a picnic and have a good time, but as Hashem, without mingling with these crowds. And sometimes you read this that we have in Ruchni, but the klal, the Yisoides, Rabbi say, is to be emistic, to be sincere, and to be honest with yourself, that you see that it's not so good. So some people say, listen, who organized these things? The frum people, the Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and if they made it, it must be good. Has to be good. But I don't think that should be the guideline. The guideline should be what I feel is good for me. That you don't have to criticize the other things that's not really good. You just have to say to myself, if I feel this is not good for me, so it's irrelevant. I know for myself, I just share with you something very personal. I know that years ago, I'm in Yerushalayim, and everybody hears about the Simchas Beis Ha'Avos in Yerushalayim, how wonderful it is. So many years ago, I used to feel I came back always when Simchas Beis Hashemes with an empty feeling. I feel not a good feeling. And then I realized because they're all, you have to mingle, and you know, even though it's the holy, holy Simchas Beis Hashemes, you know, Shalayim, it's so gewaldig, so terrific. But I used to feel that I had to read this from because of the Taruvis, and you know, so I, it's terrific, it's wonderful, everybody looks for it. But if I personally feel that having to read it first, I don't have to criticize it, I don't have to, you know, be part of it, and so I realized that for me it wasn't good. That's all. So I started to stay home, have my own simcha, my own house. I don't have to. Just I'm saying that if a person feels that it's good for him and he has an aliyah, kol hakavod, it's good. You know, we're not necessarily criticizing or attacking. The main thing is that a person should be elach, you know, b'tzini, between him and himself and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you see that it's not good, so you don't have to convince yourself mashachnei yourself. It must be good if it's under the hechsher of the rabbanim. It must be good, you know, mashachnei good. It has to be good. In other words, the only way it could be good is that you feel that yourself that it's good. So that should be the criterion, you know. And if it's not, so it could be bad. For other people, it's good. So that it's a very big issue today, as I said, because you have to have the good feeling with your family, you know, to take them places and really let them feel that, you know, that they're having a good time. It's an yontif, it's a simchas yontif, and I think it's an important part of the yontif. And yet at the same time, you know, it's yontif, and you want to have a connection with your ruchni, so you shouldn't, you know, lose everything to your kainah, you know, because of the mitzvah and the chiyuv to give your family, the wonderful feeling they should have, you know, from yontif. So it has to be some kind of a synthesis of the ideal of ruchnias together with the simchas yontif for the family. You know, take time out to you know, discuss it, because I know that it's an important issue, and Hashem should guard us properly. Okay, but I think we covered basically our main points. We have the simcha of Adar, we have the chiyuv to mispal for the matziv, we have the yontiv, the nisan to prepare, we have the Pesach, and we should be also to meet Yushalayim, right? Tesvav, Yudal Tesvav for the Korban Pesach together, right? The Mashiach Zikenu. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to continue to grow. Bez Hashem, next month, right, we should have together with there should be so much people here that we, you know, have to have another room because it's not big enough. Okay, everybody say, I'm confused.